or I have to question is having three martinis too much? Well, if you ask the question, that means it's probably too much.
Hello and welcome to Yes, I'm Still Sober with John Raben. This is episode 16. And I don't have a lot to talk about today, I don't think. I don't know. I always say that. I think the more accurate statement would be, I don't have a lot planned. I do, and I'm aware that a lot of the people who follow me are not necessarily sports fans, so, and this is not going to interest you at all, and it doesn't mean anything, but I have to call attention to the fact that I am 5-0 in fantasy football league with other comedians, most of whom don't listen to this, so me rubbing it in is not going to matter. But if you are a comic and you're listening to this week, you can go out and tell Austin Morgan and Hunter and Zach and Eric Nimmer and Danny Goodwin and Andrew Clarkston. And if you're in New York, you can tell Dismukes that I'm winning. And I'm only gloating because this is not sustainable. I will probably peter out by the end of the season. And by the time we're done, also rub it in Joe Hafke's face, but by the time we're done, I may not even make the playoffs, or maybe I'll make the playoffs at this point, but by the time the playoffs get here, I can look at the other teams and I know this is not going to last. I'm gloating in week five, end of week five, week six, because by the time it's over, it's not going to matter. And people are like, oh, remember when John had a good team for a few weeks there? Yeah, it's going to happen. But I'm on top right now. Ha ha. All right. I'd go into the fact that I have Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, DeAndre Hopkins, and Michael Thomas as receiver. I'm doing all right. Kelsey's my tight end. I have the Chicago defense. I'm doing okay right now. If you don't follow the NFL, thank you for sticking with me and my gloating and my, yeah! It means nothing, but for today, I feel good. All right. We're coming down to the wire with my album, by the way. It's coming this month. I got just a couple things left to finalize, and then it'll be made available to purchase online through Amazon and iTunes and Google Play. It will not be on Spotify. You're not going to be able to stream it for free. You're going to have to pay, and not a lot. Well, you're not going to have to. I would like you to. Keep in mind that I don't do ads, and this thing's free. But the album, I think it'll probably be $9 or some shit. It'll be cheap. And you'll be supporting me. Really, I'm just looking to break even on making the thing. And just to go, hey, look, I have merch. Not physical merch on me, but you can, direct to a online. And it'll feel good. It's funny. I hear. I wouldn't know now. I've heard it so many times. I'm just sick of it. And I think reading and talking to different people, that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be sick of the shit by the time you release it. And that encourages you to write new jokes, because fuck those old ones. You've heard them too many times. Perfecting your record. I saw something, I don't know, I kind of pay attention. I keep myself informed, but you've got to, there's a balance when it comes to the news that I think that people don't really get, or maybe they do, but they can't help themselves. I think we're informing ourselves too much. I think that you have to have a balance of keeping up to date with what goes on without making yourself sick and depressing yourself. Because, first of all, I wish that there was a news site. The BBC News is the one I use most of now because they don't have a dog in the fight with U.S. bullshit. But also, I wish there was a news site that just had things that happened, not things that people say, because a lot of news is so-and-so tweeted this and said that, and I'm not just, you know, the president, but like other, you know, just people, just things that were said. And I just don't give a shit what people say anymore. I'd rather just read the news about what's actual had happened. It made me think about how years and years ago, in the 90s, kids. No, but yeah, years ago, like the big, when conspiracy theories were really big and we didn't really have the internet. And we were just kind of, people used to, and people still say it, but not as much anymore. It used to be a thing about, you know, like Bill Hicks saying, you know, go back to bed, America. The government is in control. And everybody, different people would, that's what they would say. They were like, you know, we need to, you know, wake up, sheeple. That was the big one. Wake up, sheeple. Well, I hope you're happy because the sheeple have woken up and they think the earth is flat. And that vaccinations are bad. This is what happens when dumb people pay attention to the news. So I say, go back to sleep, sheeple. Please stop paying attention. I think it was better. It was better when you weren't paying attention. I mean, we have all these all this technology to distract you. Go back to bed, please. No, for real, please. Quit paying attention. You should question everything. Not everything! Don't question gravity! I don't... It's like, you know what? If they're lying about this, maybe they're lying about everything. Maybe water isn't good for us. Maybe I'm going to quit drinking water. Please. Please do. Yeah. I don't know. That's just... Maybe stop. I don't know. I think that's nothing like the social media getting everybody a platform. Everybody? Should everybody have a say? Everybody should vote. Everybody shouldn't say. And I recognize that I don't know anything. I mean, I know some things, but I really don't. So I try to keep that in mind. And also, you know, that's always been the case where my man, stupid people shouldn't vote, but everybody thinks everybody else is stupid. I get that. But still, vaccinations are good and the earth is round. The thing is that they're, I saw there was an op-ed, I think it was in the New York Times, talking about we seem to be approaching a civil war with the right and the left. People are very polarized and it's just, and, you know, both sides hate, you know, like it's really polarized and I get that. But a civil war is coming? Is it though? Like, I know it feels that way, but not a war. Maybe an online flame war. But there's not going to be fighting in the... They're not going to be war in the streets like two factions fighting each other. Because, of course, you know what? If I'm wrong, you come back and go, if something actually happens and then you come back and go, see, you were wrong. I can, you know, I'll gladly be wrong on this. But the thing about it is that I don't think people are too big of a cowards to start a war out in the streets. They like their lattes too much. They like their routine and their life. They're angry online. You know, it's polarized online and in protests and different stuff like that. But you go out in the real world, go out to this, you know, you go out to brunch. People are not fighting in brunch. They're not, nobody's doing anything out in public. They're all like, yeah, let's go see A Star Is Born. That came out. Let's go see that. Like, people are just doing their thing. So I don't think people do, they're not going to do anything. I think they're just going to be just pent up and angry. And then we have, crazy individuals continue. And that's going to get bad. Also, that is kind of connected to drug use. I know we're trying to stop the opioid crisis. And then also people are saying meth is on the rise. Like, drugs are just on the rise. I bet drinking is even bigger, because, you know, we're trying to escape our perceived reality, which is really just the shit we read online. So you can try the war on drugs, but I mean, as long as life sucks in our heads, you know, we're going to keep using drugs. And by we, I mean you. Also, I hope if you're staying sober, and you're staying sober in this climate, congratulations, man, because it feels like it would be harder now than ever before to stay clean and sober. It's not fun out there, they say. I'm doing all right. I feel pretty good about things. Not the world, mind you, just my life specifically. Don't worry. Things, you know, it's up and down. I'm sure I'll be irritated about really important shit sooner or later. Speaking of the opioid crisis, there's a chance that they sign, President Trump will sign the sweeping opioid bill possibly this week, if not next week. And it's the one thing that they're being bipartisan about. It's rare. Like, this bill passed pretty easily because it's 660 pages, the opioids package. And it expands access to treatment and it's trying to limit opportunities for opioid addiction to start, which basically means, hey, you're not going to get your painkillers if you're in real pain, not actual real meds, just like real pussy meds like Tramadol. Here's a Tylenol 3. Ooh, relief is coming. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see what. Yeah, that's the thing, is that they're passing a bill 660 pages. That's a read. So the only thing that I'm aware of that's really good about it that they've said is that the bill will make it illegal for these headhunters and scammers that are basically taking advantage of addicts. It's already illegal with like federal health care programs, but private health care, it's like people are really taking advantage of, and it happens a lot in Florida, of course. But what it is that you have a corrupt owner of a treatment center will pay like $500 a week to the owner of a sober house for every person that headhunter who sends that particular addict in their sober house that has like really good private healthcare, health insurance. So they send the, so they send these people who have really, who have health insurance to that particular treatment center so that that treatment center can then rack up all these charges to the people with private health care who have, you know, like rich kids type shit, you know, with rich parents or whatever. So they get sent to that treatment center. Treatment center makes a ton of money off of them. I read a case, this woman was talking about her son who was in and out of rehabs that racked up like 600 grand. That's fucking crazy. So, you know, that's, and that the thing about that is that it's, so that's what's happening, is you have that kind of predatorial behavior happening, taking advantage of the rich people. Poor people can't get into treatment, and then you're also distrustful, and then this is why a lot of healthcare providers won't cover treatment because of scam artists. So it's just this cycle. So hopefully this bill will take care of that, in theory, because it's going to make it illegal and harsh punishments, and bring a limit to that. And maybe we can get a little bit of balance in treatment. So I used to be a fan of Lewis Black, the comedian. I don't watch him so much anymore, because it feels like, because he's known for being angry, you know, it's, and it's, you know, and that was funny. But of course, everybody's angry now, so it's not as unique. Also, it feels like, if you've seen him in the past few years on The Daily Show or doing stand-up, it feels like his anger's forced. It feels like he aged out of it, and now he's just got to keep it going for the career. That it's just like exhaust. He's just exhausted. But it's like, oh, I'm angry? Question mark. I don't know. It just feels disingenuous now. But he did a segment on The Daily Show last week on scooters, and I went, God damn it. Me and Lewis Black, great. As if I'm already not older than I am with my with my lifestyle. You know, I'm already like aging rapidly in the entertainment, and for my entertainment, you know, I'm watching you know, quiz shows, and I'm listening to jazz. I'm like, really? You can't, being in your 40s isn't enough. You've got to go, no, I want to live a retiree's lifestyle. That's what I want to do. Send me to the nursing home now. That's what I'm trying to do. Maybe that's why I ride a skateboard, is to balance out the fact that I'm ridiculous. But that's the thing, is that I'm telling you, I've heard that you know, some friends of mine and friends of friends have already injured themselves on scooters. And I hate to say I told you so, but it's not true. I love to say I told you so, but I didn't have to tell you. And in fact, maybe I didn't tell you, but somebody told you. And if somebody didn't specifically go, those are fucking dangerous and you're going to hurt yourself, deep down inside, something inside you told you, this is a bad idea, but you got on it anyway. I don't think people know that there's a brake on the thing. I've seen people just kind of go, and they're like, oh, something's coming up, and they don't slow down. They're like, oh, maybe I'll dodge it. And you know what? Skateboarders who skate a lot still hurt themselves, but at least they're hurting themselves trying to do tricks. It sucks that you hurt yourself just traveling. And also, most skateboarders who do tricks and hurt themselves, they're in their 20s or in their teens, so they bounce back because they're all like, you know, I'm young, I'll heal quickly. You guys can't heal quickly as adults. It's gonna hurt. You should leave them alone. Leave the scooters alone. I know I'm bringing up scooters on this podcast almost as much as addiction. But it's, they're terrible. There's no docking station. The fucking scooters are everywhere. People just leave them wherever. They're in walkways. I'm concerned for my safety. Not in the way that I might get hurt by a scooter. More like I'm concerned for my safety because I might get into a physical altercation with a douchebag on a scooter who won't get off the sidewalk. That's like my number one thing is stay off the fucking sidewalk. Because I'm not moving. Not going to move. I'm such an idiot. I actually spent time this week looking up self-defense devices. Like I'm going to have to carry stuff for my own protection because in my head I'm thinking, I might have to fight one of these motherfuckers. And that's just ridiculous. I'm not going to fight somebody over a scooter. I'm going to yell at them. And hopefully they won't be an unstable prick who fights me. Hopefully. I don't think so because I think anybody who would ride a scooter probably is not someone who fights. That's just, we'll see. I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated on whether I get into a fight with some jag-off frat boy on a scooter. We'll see. Probably not, because I've seen a lot of people who ride scooters wear sandals. So you're not gonna get your ass kicked by somebody in sandals. You're just not. I have no evidence to support that theory, by the way. I just figure I'll stomp on their toes. I don't know. I'm not going to fight anybody. Don't worry. I will yell at them. That's absolutely going to happen. Yelling will happen. But I'm telling you guys, you don't have any experience on scooters. You have experience on bikes. You grew up riding bikes. You did not, at no point did you ride a scooter. So you think, oh, how hard could it be? I don't know. Give it a shot. Go out in traffic. Leave them alone. I'm just saying. Somebody, please. For all the frivolous lawsuits out there, how the fuck are you guys not suing Bird? Ashton Kutcher is an investor. He's got money. Sue those motherfuckers. Normally, I'm against the frivolous lawsuits and stuff when, you know, people, you know, avoiding their own responsibility and blaming somebody else. But for this, absolutely. Take those bastards down. All right. Maybe I'll quit talking about scooters at some point. But I'm just, they're eyesores. And it's, they're just... Everything wrong with our society is represented in scooters. It's just, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but is it? All right, that's probably enough for today. I hope everybody does all right. Hang in there, people. Know that I'm really not an angry person. I'm actually doing quite well. I just love, nothing makes me happier than being irritated. And I like that a lot of times what irritates me is not important. That means that, when you're bothered by things that are insignificant, it means that things are actually going all right. Try to keep that in mind. If you're really being bothered by something that doesn't matter and it's not going to matter, it means you're doing okay. So hang in there. If you have any, recovery questions or any kind of things you want to talk to me, stillsoberpod@gmail.com. I am checking my emails now. I swear to God I'm doing that. I haven't been getting any since I've been checking it, which, you know, Murphy's Law, but that's what I'm doing. I'm definitely back on it. I hope you guys have a good week. We'll see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober, and I'm John Raven. Later.
A little smoke, a whole lot of loving. That's all I need.